I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Listen to Your Heart After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Of course, this is a part of the Bachelor Cinematic Universe. It's their spinoff with musicians doing their best to figure things out. And we had a lot of figuring out this episode. Guys, my name is Jeff Graham. I'm a Bachelor super fan. So excited to be here. I also host and produce at AfterBuzz TV, and I'm joined by a group of some of my favorite people in the world, some fellow Bachelor fans. Let's go ladies last today. I'm just feeling, Mike, I'm going to introduce you right now.
Wow.
I know. I always start with the ladies, as I should, because I'm a gentleman, but I'm going to
throw... bother me.
Well, the guys picked this week, so...
The guys picked, exactly. I pick Mike Thieling. Mike is reality TV super fan, excellent host who... This is the best part. All three of the hosts I'm joined by are doing our Bachelor News Daily coverage right now. And y'all are kicking ass, including Mike, who did his whole thing just off the top of his head. He's a freakish genius.
It's really my dog. If you guys watched on Thursday, it's really Bam Bam just whispering stuff into my ear. I'm excited to talk about this, Jeff, because I just did, along with a panel of three amazing ladies, we just did Too Hot to Handle, the new dating show out on Netflix. And I'm excited to get back to something slightly on the more serious side.
Yeah, I'm such a prude, but Too Hot to Handle was just a little too much for Jeffrey. I watched the first one and I bailed. You might have to convince me to keep going. Speaking of other co-panelists, I'm going to go to Rachel Swindler next. Rachel, who I believe is in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. I'm just living the country life. I was on a tractor earlier today. I had a banjo out. And you know what? Life's great.
Good. Wow. Well, Rachel, as you guys may or may not know, is a reality TV super fan, a Bachelor super fan, and a former Big Brother contestant on the best season of Big Brother, season 20. She has a mug.
Oh my God, I love it.
It says, if
Rachel can get through BB20, you can get through anything. And that ain't the damn truth.
I love it. And finally, she is a writer for Perez Hilton. She has Bachelor Inside Connections, and she's an incredible host. Ooh. Her name is Christine
Alexis. Thank you. What's up, y'all? Everything he said is true. I'm going to try my best not to refute that.
Okay. I want to talk about everyone's overall thoughts on this episode. I'm a little lukewarm on this one. So if any of you guys loved it, I want to start with you. Who loved this episode of The Bachelor? Listen to your heart.
Who liked this?
Okay, Mike, you start.
Yeah, I did. And I'll tell you why. I'm normally the really cynical one on the panel. I know. And I'm all about gamesmanship and something. I don't know what it is about this show, but it's getting me. I buy the relationships a lot more than the normal reality shows. And I think it's because of the whole, we all know we want to sing and get music contracts and something like that. I don't know. Everybody seems way more mature, way more into it. The drama seems more realistic and like less catty to me. I don't know. It feels more genuine to me, and that's why I'm liking it a lot.
I'll say I looked at it in a different lens after last week. So last week I was looking at it more of like through a corny, this is kind of corny, whatever lens. But then when we talked after the after show or on the after show, and people were like, you know, it's nice to take out all the dramatics and how the regular Bachelor scene is. So I looked at it through that lens last night, and I appreciated the show a little bit more than I did last week. So I wouldn't say I was in love with it, but I would say I really enjoyed the episode.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. I definitely, I said it last week, I enjoyed the premiere. And there's some interesting things happening. I find it kind of amusing that the rose ceremony still leaves me with some suspense a little bit, even though by that point I'm like, oh, you know, you think you're coupled up, and they still find a way to get me at the end. So it's interesting.
It's the new mansion that they're in, right? Is that going to be the mansion going forward for all shows?
I was thinking
The reason why I was going to say is because the rose ceremony, the room is really awkward. Whatever room they've chosen, how they shoot it is a very awkward setup than what it used to be. It used to be like exit behind Chris. Now they kind of go off just to the side. It's a weird setup for me.
I know what you mean. They kind of like do a weird escape. Real quick, from a technical perspective, there is a helicopter circling above me. Can you guys hear it, or am I okay out here?
Yeah, I mean, you're about to get found, Jeff. So before they take you away, why did you not like this episode?
I just want to make sure, as long as you guys can hear the helicopter, we're fine. I didn't dislike this episode. It's funny. I think I'm learning what I like in The Bachelor. And I think I like some of the SHIT stirring drama. And this show is a little more straight ahead, people dating, people cringily singing, serenading songs to each other. And I'm like, maybe I'm a hater, but I do think I like a little bit of the puppet strings of, like, I don't know if I liked it, but I'm excited to talk about the Natasha pot stirring because, like, I kind of live for that stuff. So a lot of this just, like, I like him, I like her. Yes, that's the premise of the show, but it's not as exciting to me. I think I miss, like, the dynamics of the franchise that we're used to. But at the same time, I did like it overall. One observation go ahead, Mike.
I think a lot of the reason why I like this so much is, to me, it feels like it's been so long since the premiere, even though it's only a week. For whatever reason, it feels like a long time. And I definitely just sloshed through 8 hours of Too Hot to Handle, which is pure fluff. It's just pure nonsense fluff.
Yeah.
And so maybe I'm back into the, I'm down to see some actual romance possibly, and I don't care so much about the drama. For real TV, yeah, the drama stuff is more fun if we're just talking about fun TV. But if you're really looking for some kind of love, this feels the most genuine of most of the shows that I've seen.
That's true. I agree with that. I think maybe also just living in LA, it doesn't feel quite as special. Like, I'm like, they're going to the Guitar Center that I live a block away from, which is like next to a Rouse. I'm like,
right.
You know, it's just, go ahead, Christine.
It's funny that you brought that up because I was thinking that a lot through this episode. Like, they upgraded the mansion because they needed more space, but like, I guess that's where all the budget went because
totally.
The dates are like a lot less in your face. There's no helicopter rides or anything. But then again, that's when regular people are looking for love. These are musicians. And according to the Bachelor world, musicians only go to music places.
Of course.
Like, it's like they're not letting them branch out of that. But hey.
Yeah.
If there's a mic and there's a space, they're going to use it. So
totally. We're going to dive into topics soon, but I do want to follow up on what you said, Christine. That's my maybe one complaint. If I'm like actually touching on what bothered me a little bit, I feel like the dates were a little unremarkable. I don't know what you guys thought.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I thought the dates were lacking a lot.
But it's a first season.
Man, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum from everybody here. The dates aren't very epic, but to me, it just seems more, let's say, realistic, and to me, not reality showish.
Yeah.
Like, if you were going to go on a date, how cute to go to, the name is escaping me, and I've never been there, but I'd like to go now, that little jazz club.
That was cute. Cool.
Let's hang out. I like to sing. You do. Oh, it's open mic. Right. Sure, they made it. And then
that felt the most appropriate.
That seemed really cute. I like it.
I like that date too, actually. I agree with that. That was my favorite of the three. I think maybe because I know LA, and this is the last shade I'll throw before we dive in, I've never seen a show make LA look so ugly. Like, the exterior shot of the Dresden and the Guitar Center, I was like, this just, something about it just felt so, like, unproduced. And it might just be because I live here, but I don't know. I feel like Entourage, for example, makes LA look so sexy. And I felt like this
that's
show,
Entourage.
Like, I know. Yeah, you're
that's,
right.
That's like, you got to sell the life. Like, yeah, I mean, maybe the Bachelor, like, A team is still in quarantine. They had the B team go shoot out. Because
you could. I mean,
the dark exterior shots are hard.
Yeah.
Instead of going to Guitar Center, you could go to some famous music producer's house or something and play guitars.
Go to Malibu.
I guess. I don't know. They're just, for me, there's something charming about it. Yeah.
That's great. I'm glad. And I'm liking it. I feel like I'm being a hater because overall I like the show. Okay, let's dive into topics. I want to start with Jamie and Trevor. Let's talk Jamie and Trevor pre-bomb drop. Rachel, are you feeling their chemistry?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely, it was cute to see them on Santa Monica Boulevard singing together. I mean, it was super cute. It was funny because she kind of played the same card that she did on her other day when she was like, I don't know what he lowered the key and help me, you know. So like, it was like kind of, I was like, I can relate to her because I've definitely been in that position before. I'm like, the key's too high, please help me. But I still they have chemistry. She's a little in La La Land. I mean, she is 21 years old, so she's a little
very
like,
21.
It's perfect. Why, my God, I can't believe it. And for somebody who's been cheated on so much, you'd think that she would be, I mean, she has expressed some apprehension, but it seems like she expresses a little bit of apprehension, but then like 5 minutes later, she's like, but I love him. So she's just very 21 for me. I, you know, but I mean, they're so cute together. But I hope, anyways, yeah, I mean, I hope it works out for them because they are really cute together.
I had trouble like placing my finger on how a 21-year-old could have been cheated on that many times. And, like, did Troy like bail on you at the prom? Like,
yeah.
Okay, Mike, do you believe in the idea of emotional cheating? How did you feel about this Natasha stuff?
I definitely believe in the whole thing of emotionally cheating. I think that's, I don't know. I feel like that's more of a fact and less of an opinion. I totally understand what he's saying. By the way, I believe, not for certain, but I'm pretty sure I've performed a wedding in the house that they were in there on Venice Beach. It looks real familiar. I did a wedding on a rooftop of one of those houses right there in Venice. They're nutso mansions. Anyway, I definitely think he did. And he so much admitted that he emotionally cheated. As much as I'm talking about liking the love aspect or whatever of this show, I didn't really like how Natasha acted right off the bat. I was like, you don't even seem like you want to find love or anything. Like the first initial thing was like, I'm going to crap on this other guy. Let's go. My friend said this. I was like, dude, we don't even know how you sing or who you're looking for or anything. Why are you coming with negativity right off the bat? I didn't like that. And I liked his explanation. I liked his explanation, and it made sense to me. I don't think it's a real big derailment for the two of them.
Yeah, they got through it pretty well. Christine, as a someone who works in, you know, not works in reality TV, but covers a lot of reality TV for Perez, what was your take on the Natasha stuff? Like, how did you feel about the way it was produced and handled?
It felt very Bachelor-like. Like, everything that you said that you were missing from this franchise, I think they just cherry-picked Natasha and sent her in with that. I have to agree with Mike, though. It definitely, like, I laughed, but then I was annoyed because I'm like, oh, man, I just knew right away she was just coming in there to stir the pot. I want to give her, you know, some credit because she's a New Yorker like me, and she came in with that, like, no-nonsense attitude. But, yeah, it's like, she definitely... I don't want to shame her, but she has kind of like a look about her, and then came in like, I'm here to spill the tea. Like, it was too much. I felt like she was acting the most out of everybody last night. I was like, all right, let's take it down a notch, because, you know, and I'm glad that Jamie said it when she brought up the fact that like, this is who he was 2 years ago, which is where I started to see the difference between him and Jed, because Jed's transgressions were very fresh to his experience, on The Bachelor, whereas, like, this is something that he went through a year and a half ago. He was pretty upfront about it. I mean, it took him a second go, but I actually kind of like that she let him, like, she didn't act like she knew anything. She kind of just let him say it and get it out. So I'm not mad at that.
Plus, if I could jump real quick, some of this stuff, to me, especially in these shows, gets real silly. Like, he's hung out with Jamie for a night or two, maybe at best. And this girl comes in and is like, hey, does Jamie know how you screwed over my friend? And like, remember when you did this and that in high school? And kind of, like, whoa, can we get to know the kind of food they like or something first? It doesn't have to be, hi, I'm Mike, and here's all the terrible stuff I've ever done in my life. Judge me now. Right?
It did crack me up because Natasha came in and she's like, oh, this mansion's fun. Oh, he's on a date with who? Oh, Trevor? Trevor from season 20 of American Idol, with whom he had a special connection with Katy Perry. Trevor? Oh, yes, that Trevor. It was like so manipulated.
I want to talk to you now. Like, yo.
That was a hot moment.
That was so, I was like this the whole time. She's like, actually, I want to talk now. And Trevor, oh God, Trevor. I just wanted to give him a hug.
Hey, if you had met, if somebody had, you know, played one of your friends, maybe you would be a little like, okay, well, no, I need to talk to you.
But that's,
I feel
thing.
Like I'd be that way too, but she was much, I will say that, but I'm like, I kind of was like, if it was one of my good friends, I'd kind of be like, no, you're going to talk to me now.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when Annalise came for, what's his face? Whatever his name was, who was dating
football player Nicole and Clay.
Yeah, Clay.
She inserted herself in that so quick, and it's like, okay, have a point, but it's like the delivery is not. It's not.
The delivery was off for sure.
I also thought immediately, knowing her and her attitude and stuff, I was like, Natasha's mad he didn't recognize her right away. That's why she's about to go and put him like,
true,
just doubled. Like, you don't even recognize me. Totally. Like, I'm gorgeous and my friend. I said, all right.
She paused after she said her name too. She was like,
yeah. And he was just like, nice to meet you.
Have you guys heard the tea on Natasha?
No.
What is it? What is it?
This is her third reality show.
Get off. What does she do?
So what? She was in 2007.
Just watched all of them.
She was on the Pussycat Dolls, The Search for the Next Doll.
I can see that.
Of course.
She was not the next doll.
She was not.
And then 3 years later, she was on the Netherlands version of The Voice.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. And now she's on Bachelor's Into the Heart. But I'm impressed that she has a 13-year reality TV career. That is commitment.
Yeah. I want to hear her sing. That's the thing. You can talk all you want, be big and bad. I want to hear you sing, because to that effect, I will say I was not impressed by Trevor's voice at all. I still think he's cute, but he's not a great singer.
I thought it was good. To each their own. Rachel, you're a singer. What did you think about Trevor?
I think he's good, but I think he probably gets a lot more because of his looks. I think that helps. It does. I mean, I will be the first person to say, you know, it's happened to me before too, I'm sure. Like, it has. So you can get a lot of stuff more because of your looks if you don't sing as good. So
that's part of it. I mean, being a performer is a whole package, you know, and that's part of the entertainment industry. So he's got, he's got elements of that package that maybe some of the other people on the show don't.
Yep.
Sheridan. I'm just kidding. That's shady. Love Sheridan.
A lot
he's
of
less conventional. He's less commercial than Trevor.
Oh my gosh, my boyfriend last night was like, can he cut his hair? Anyways, we'll get there.
A lot of people in the chat saying Trevor pretended not to know Natasha, Jay Jobs, and then a lot of the people thinking that Natasha is a producer plant.
She feels a little bit like that.
100%.
I wouldn't be surprised at that.
She's the only one.
Yo, Natasha, where you at?
The fact that this is her third reality show is a little bit like, ugh. Okay, so Bree and Chris, I mean, tons of chemistry, right? I mean, Christine, how did you feel about the two of them?
I'm loving them. I think they're both really talented. I saw them getting a lot of hate on Twitter with their, like, freestyling on their date. But I actually thought, like, they both have incredible voices.
Yes, they do.
What do you want them to do?
Huh?
Which, should they have had, like, a complete song written and ready to go? What's the it was cute. They're just hanging out jamming.
I think they're cute. I think Bree is allowing herself to be like really vulnerable with this. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to watch them like figure each other out. I am a little worried though that she might fall a little bit harder than he does. Like, it seems like they're at the same level right now and they're like this constant, but I think we're getting this so early on and things may change, because when she started talking about that, the fact that this is her first serious connection since her engagement ended, I was like, oof, I don't know, girl. I don't know. This might be your bad pancake, you know, like I don't know. I'm a little worried for them because they're so good. You know, I don't know if they're going to be like a Lauren and Cameron from Love is Blind or not.
I love a bad pancake. I'm stealing that expression. Rachel,
you know what it means.
I agree. I mean, she is fresh out of a relationship for how long?
Let me see. She said the engagement ended a year ago. So it's not like super fresh. And she did open up about how it ended, which, girl, I felt for her. It was tough. But I don't know. Maybe I'm looking for cracks in their relationship because they seem so perfect.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that kind of concerned me a little bit.
You're being cautious.
I love them together. I mean, I wrote down here, I said, people in the music industry to me just seem like way more passionate individuals. I don't know. There's just so much passion that spews out of a musician or a performer because they love what they do so much and they love entertaining. And I don't know. I felt that between them. I just felt this fiery passion. And I was like, God, I love it. And you get two people, two entertainers together with that much passion. It's off the chart. So I agree. You know, they do seem very perfect. So I hope that, you know, they work out.
It's so interesting to me. One thing I've noticed with just the Bachelor franchise in general, in the last couple of years, I've noticed that there's a big difference in like the feel of the ensemble shows versus the franchise shows. the like Bachelor Bachelorette feels so early 2000s in the way they handle like race and gender roles. Whereas like Paradise and now this show feels so much, I hate to say like woke because it's still Bachelor, but like, I love the fact that they didn't even address or feel like they needed to talk about the fact that this is an interracial couple. You look at Demi coming out last season in the Summer of Paradise. It feels very 2020 to me in a way that I really like.
Well, I think ABC, you know, I'm gonna just keep it real. They played their like black card with Rachel and they kind of got that out the way. And then they didn't really listen to the fan demand for a black Bachelor. So I feel like they're just, I don't know. I just don't feel like they're ever really gonna address it again.
Maybe not. I like the rhythm and the feel of the ensemble shows in terms of those issues way more than the like single dating multiple. I don't know. Just something I picked up on. I liked this date a lot too. I will say this exact Guitar Center, as I mentioned, is right by my house. I truly walked by a naked homeless person pooping in front of it once. Sure. So that is like, I just couldn't help but like be like, that is that Guitar Center. I did my best and I did like this date a lot, but when you live that close, you know, it just, I'm jaded. Okay. So I'm just like so team Sheridan. I know I was crapping on him earlier, but he might be my favorite like character on the season so far because he's not your typical mole. Oh. Christine, you're cringing.
Sheridan, I want to root for Sheridan and I still am, but I have some issues with how Julia's kind of handling herself, but I think their situation exposed something that's still very true about Sheridan, which is like, you might be giving too much too soon. I feel like he needs to like dial it back a little bit. Yeah. And like, I mean, this was the week that guys got to decide. Like you could have found a way to make yourself more of a hot commodity, but like you stayed on this one connection that you even admitted to yourself and to the camera that you know it, like you're like a back burner guy. So I just want him to like lean into who he is and maybe like, you know, just explore something else. Give himself a little more self-respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, I wrote down here, I said, I feel like Sheridan's the guy that always gets the shit end of the stick.
Me
like
too.
He's always, yeah, like he's the guy who puts his whole heart into somebody and then they're just like, oh, but this guy over here, I need to. So I felt really bad for him in this episode, but I agree. He needs to stand on his own two legs a little bit more and have more confidence in you know, in who he is and what he deserves. Again, I also said, my boyfriend also chimed in and said he needs to cut his hair and shave that beard and just trim up a little bit. And he probably, she might be a little more into him than, you know what I'm saying? And I hate to say it like that because, you know, but I just think she sees Brandon as like Brandon, right? That as this like kind of pretty boy that maybe she's never been with kind of type. And she like really wants to pursue that. And that's why she keeps going back there when it's really Sheridan she should be with. So
I like Sheridan. I would say don't change a thing, man. Like Sheridan is the kind of person who he's kooky. He's out there just by his look. But then when you hear him talk to me, it's completely unexpected. He seems super sweet, genuine. I think he's very talented. I still stand by. I think Chris so far is the most impressive musically and with talent like that. But I think Sheridan has a lot of talents. And he, as well as Chris to me, just because I think Chris is so talented, I kind of look at it a little bit bigger picture. Sheridan's going to have everybody and anybody sliding into his DMs after this, so I don't think it's a problem. If stuff doesn't work out, I think Sheridan's gonna be fine. He's a big guy, the hair and stuff. I like what he's got going on, man.
He's got a vibe. I will say they talk about like Mike and Jeff are falling for Sheridan. I
won't be in his DMs. I won't be there. That's all I'm gonna say.
Jeff and Mike have a crush on Sheridan.
I think I've got a man crush on Sheridan.
He's a cool guy.
He's cool.
I think the good news is it's easy to tell who Sheridan is, so the people that go for him will, you know, it's like that. If you're authentically yourself, you'll draw and attract the people who are attracted to that type of person, which is good.
On the flip side though, like Brandon, I'm sorry, I don't think he's like hot shit the way these girls are making him out to be. I don't know about you guys either, but I was so confused the entire episode. I was like, Brandon was the first package we saw on night one, and I barely could remember that, let alone anything about it. Like, I don't see it.
It seemed to come from nowhere. All of a sudden, every girl, hot commodity, right? According to Mel.
Ryan is still there. How are you?
Out of nowhere. But I mean, it seems like, has every girl pretty much, except maybe the new ones, given up on Trevor? Danny seems like a good-looking, nice guy. We don't even see him barely in the show. I mean, Matt's got a couple, but Ryan is still there. Gabe Ryan. Is like not talked to anybody. It seems weird.
Okay, forget all the guys. Can we talk about Mariana for a second?
Mariana? Yo, I thought
because
she was...
Let me tell you something. I don't like nobody but Mariana. If I was in that house, I'd be like, forget all y'all. Mariana, what are you doing? Like, at this point, I'm serious.
I mean,
homegirl did not make a splash at all, though.
She didn't.
Oh, but she was like, game, she's hot.
I called it last week. No. She was my favorite because I found their images online and she was included. And I thought, where is this girl? Why isn't she in the first?
Know.
Everybody knows. I love Bibiana. I love Mariana. It's a similar kind of thing.
All the honors.
Yes, she did not put in the time. Mariana.
Jeff, what do you think of the newcomers?
Same. I mean, I'm wondering if maybe Mariana had halitosis or something because everything else seemed great.
I agree.
None of the newcomers necessarily pops me. Is Ruby the one with the purple hair?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Pink. We might see more of her. None of them, like, blew me away. I don't know.
I thought that was a weird pick. I mean, I don't know. We're jumping all over the place, but I was surprised.
Sorry, I jumped.
That's okay. We'll jump back to... in fact, I actually do want to quickly jump back to Julia and Sheridan.
Yeah.
And actually, Brandon does factor into this. But one thing that the show hasn't addressed at all, which I'm surprised by because the show usually addresses things like this, Julia has cystic fibrosis. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge bomb to drop. I mean, first of all, good for her for being so vocal, but I always admire when Bachelor contestants come on and they like loud and proud wear their causes in the way that Kaylin did when she was on her season. That's like, to me, the best thing Kaylin's ever done on the franchise. I mean, this isn't a small thing. I mean, like the average life expectancy for cystic fibrosis is 40s. So like, you know, you're not just having a conversation about now, you're having a conversation about the future. And I'm surprised the show hasn't opened that box yet.
I've heard of cystic fibrosis, but of course I didn't know exactly what it was. And as I'm sitting there and then bringing up my boyfriend again, but he was standing right there and he heard that and he goes, whoa. And I was like, what? And he goes, that's a serious disease to live with.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no idea. So, but then it made me look at her a little, you know, I mean, but I love her, Julia.
Totally, of course.
I think that she's a sweet girl, but she was just, it made it a little more endearing when she said, you know, I've never had this many guys interested in me before, you know, especially with what I've been through. And so that made me take a step back and go, that just made my heart go like, oh, I feel bad. You know,
and now,
I'm trying to think of the right way to say this.
It's a tough conversation.
Yeah. I liked how they introduced it. And I kind of liked what you don't like, Jeff, because maybe she's the kind of person who just says, this is a part of me and I'm not making it a big deal. So no one makes it a big deal and I'm comfortable or whatever. And I think sometimes shows can overdo it with that stuff and make that the plot point or define that person rather than I want to hear Julia sing more and see what guy she wants to go with. And, you know, she doesn't have to be the cystic fibrosis girl. Right. So I don't know. I like that she was willing to be open and honest about it. And it was a point and we know it. And if she wants to go more into it, cool. And I'm really sound like the biggest proponent for this show right now. It's weird too. That's not me. I tore Too Hot to Handle apart. So I don't know.
Well, while we're still on these two, I will say their date was hella awkward. Oh my God.
Yes.
On that radio show, I was like, God, you gotta sing on live radio, and then they're just asking you about the fact that you haven't kissed and all these, like, oh God, it was
cringy.
Oh no, they so did cringe. Kiss, right? It was more that they were asking, has she kissed other guys?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then again, that's what I was like, damn, Sheridan, you're getting exposed. You need to like really, you know, you need to do what Julia's doing. She's telling you up front, like, I'm still exploring other connections, and she's doing that. And
sure.
The host did read Sheridan to filth. Is that the expression?
Yeah, you did that. Yeah.
Because like they were like, now let's talk to both of you. Julia, how many guys have you been kissing? but yeah, I really go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say, because I watched Bachelor in Paradise, you know, when Dylan was hell-bent on Hannah Goodwin, and he didn't stray. He didn't stray. He never strayed from her. And in the end, he ended up getting her. So sometimes standing your ground and being loyal and saying, you know what, I'm going to keep fighting the fight and go for you. So maybe this will work out for him in the end.
It's very much the same edit right now. You're right. Good call, Rach.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay. Let's talk about Brandon now. So this is a love square. A lot of girls head over heels for Brandon. First of all, Mel, what a 180. I feel like episode one, she was like, cool girl.
Me and Rachel.
We did the same thing. I was just like, oh God, poor girl. I was so awkward when she was trying to kiss him. And like, on all I could think the whole time was, God, he is not into her.
Yeah, he might have been into her for a second, but...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, a pro tip when you meet somebody new that you like. When they say the biggest thing to me is physical touch, you probably don't want to come with, I hate physical touch. I was like, well,
you saw my face she made?
What are you doing? You like this guy? Like, you got to at least be a little open to it. You could even bypass it and say, oh yeah, totally. My love language is usually leads with gifts or something. Not, wow, I really, you know, for me, boyfriend and girlfriend handshake is good enough. I was like, Mel, you're done. What did you just
That was
do?
Like one time I went out with a guy one time and I was like, yeah, I was a musical theater major. He goes, oh, I don't really like musicals. And I was this isn't going to work then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think Mel just didn't do a good job of selling herself. She was painfully awkward. She just, oh God, the kiss was so bad. It baffled me. I know they edit a lot of things out, but she was so head over heels for him so fast.
Yeah.
Like, Brandon's going to change my life. Like, I'm going to be with him. Even when he went on a date with someone else, she's like, of course, they're probably having the best time of their life.
Right.
She's with Brandon. I'm like, what is Brandon slipping in y'all drinks? I need to know because I can't even get it.
Yeah, it's funny. You brought up the bad kiss element. I would say in general, like, weird kisses was kind of a thesis statement of this episode.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're great at music. They might not be great at kissing.
You see Natasha almost eat Ryan's face?
She swallowed it.
It was like, she like unhinged her jaw and was like, huh.
Rudy too. Rudy and...
Rudy's and nuts. So.
And Matt. I was like, this is not a match at all before they even kissed.
But, yeah, just great like emotional artistic chemistry, physical chemistry a little all over the charts on this
yeah show.
I think they're just as like painfully real as most people probably are, like, are watching this show, you know what I mean? Like, these, they're an entertainer or not, like, people get awkward when it comes to romance sometimes.
Great point.
I mean, Jeff, you had the square going on, and shout out to Terrence Matthews in the chat, says, I don't think Brandon seems all that into anyone. I mean, definitely not Mel, but what do you guys think about the other girls?
I would agree with that take.
Yeah.
Only because even when he chose Savannah, it felt like he's obviously still weighing his options. Mm-hmm. And when he was talking to Julie about it, she's like, oh, I feel like you're going to pick Savannah. He's like, yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards. Like, they just had like a bomb date. Like, and I felt like they actually really connected, and it's still very like lukewarm with him. And like to that point, I don't know if it's because he's trying to play a long game here or he actually just is not vibing with anybody.
Well, let's quickly talk about the controversial moment at the end of the episode, post-rose ceremony. Brandon picks Savannah and ends up going over to Julia and saying, we can still work this out, girl. Bad move? Game move, Mike. Talk.
Yeah. It's just... You know, he maybe gets this one, but then after that, he's really going to be looked down upon. You start to look like you're playing people. And especially with all the stuff that I'm saying that I like about this show, about the maturity and stuff, he's going to have to, I'm jumbling my words. This show, more than other dating shows, I think, lends itself to these folks choosing one person, giving it a shot, and being more committed to a single person than playing the field, let's call it. So I think he's going to start to look really bad to everybody else. And again, we have got to look towards career here, right? So if we're going to go really game move, you pick one girl, it doesn't work out, she breaks your heart, you write a song about it. We're not going to play around with the entire house. It's just going to look terrible.
Also, to your point, Mike, I believe this is the last I don't think more people come in at this point, at least from what I've seen on the previews. Yeah. So it's like to still be doing this when you don't even have any other options, it just, yeah, it's going to start to come off badly. Yeah. And at least that's what the previews are showing us. Savannah looks like she's not about that anymore. Like, it's going to catch up to him.
Because it seems like it's shifted now. Now episodes are going to be all duets and they're going to be judged. And maybe people will go home if you're not romantically into it. So if you're left, I mean, does Gabe actually like Ruby? We never actually saw them speak, but now they have to sing together. And now are they locked in as a pair? I don't know.
Yeah, Gabe and Ruby. Who?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even know who she was.
We talked quickly about Ryan. I felt like he did not shine quite as brightly this episode. And we were talking about, you know, Ryan seemed like this, I hate to say shiny object, because that's a very controversial vocabulary in this franchise, but.
Did we lose Jeff?
Not necessarily ooze charisma in person. Uh-oh, did I disappear?
Yeah, no, you were talking about Harry
Potter. But you're good now.
Yeah, Harry Potter and his lack of charisma.
Yeah, I think he seems like maybe in person he doesn't really have that magnetism, because it seems like it was a little, there's a little less, I don't know, heat around him. And I felt like Natasha, the serial reality show contestant, was into Ryan, or she was into staying on the show.
She was into staying on the show.
There was the most awkward, weird, you would never put them together. I'm sorry.
He called her out too. She's like, yeah, you're like what I was looking for. And he's like, I don't think I'm the guy that you would go for at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I spit out my water. I was like, Ryan, I'm here for the realness. Like,
I agree with him.
It was too spot on. I was like, yeah, this girl, no offense, she looks like super kind of classic, like not really.
She gives off man-eater vibes. And this guy, to me, is way more nice. You know, we don't have the drama of him fighting for Jamie anymore, so it makes sense that he wasn't on as much.
I think that dropped his stock a little bit. Like, the producers were like, yeah, their it girl seems to be Jamie, and if this love triangle's not popping, it's like, come on, she got the second date. Like, she got two dates in a row. I feel like if you're not in her orbit, you're not going to get airtime.
Good point.
Yeah, when she got that second date, I was like, ooh, I would have been pissed.
I was mad. I was like, really?
I was pissed. If I'd been sitting there, I would have said, I'm sorry, I need to have a confessional or whatever you call these things, because I need to talk about this person.
Okay. The one thing I loved about this episode quickly, when we saw the two girls like riffing and it was like, love is a losing game.
No.
Okay.
We could say who went home, right?
I thought there was a lot of interesting choices.
Oh, thank you. Let's talk Rose Ceremony quickly. Yeah. I'll go each by each and we can say how we feel. Chris and Brie, duh, right?
Yeah, duh.
Yes.
Trevor and Jamie, duh.
Duh.
Yeah.
Matt and Rudy, maybe interesting.
After their interaction made sense to me. People were giving them some crap for it in our chat. I thought it was cute. She's kooky. She's weird. I think he's what she needs. She slapped him. I thought it was funny and endearing. I think they might have a legit shot.
They won't last. They'll have a couple of fun times together and then it'll be over. That's my opinion.
I think paradise vibes for both, though.
Oh my God, they need Rudy in Paradise, man. She's gonna turn it up. She'll turn it up.
Ryan and Natasha.
They're both still on the show.
Both still on the show. Well said. Danny and Becca, love this couple. Love everything about them. I love getting to know them. Right from the top, the show.
So great.
I still don't know anything about Danny at all. I don't know
who they are.
When the show started with like, and of course Danny and Becca, everyone loves them and they're heating up, I was like, oh God, was I high last week? I was like, and I was like, okay.
That's bad.
Weird editing. Brandon and Savannah, surprising, right?
No.
I
wasn't surprised at all. Yeah.
Okay, I thought you'd go for Julia.
I was surprised after seeing his interaction with the other girls that were into him.
I think Brandon's super into the attention. And I think once he saw how far Julia was willing to go to still like see if there's something there, I feel like he's just playing the game. He's like, all right, I'm going to pick Savannah.
Yeah, because
and
I think
go that, right back.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think if he picked Julia, Savannah would have been like, okay, fuck you then. Like, I feel like Savannah would just been out. When in this case, now he's still got a little bit. He knew Julia would get picked.
That's a good point.
In my opinion.
Smart.
I agree.
Someone's been on a reality show before.
Man. I was, well, I know you're going to get there, but I was a little bit surprised, actually.
With Gabe and Ruby, I mean, knowing both of them as well as we do, I was surprised by this one as well.
Can I just say, I thought he was going to save Cheyenne, you know, Black Power, but Cheyenne never opened her mouth. Sorry. She, like, never said anything. I think there was actually one shot, sorry for a tangent, but when Natasha first came and they were, like, trying to adjust everybody, she was more in frame than Cheyenne. Like, Cheyenne was kind of, like, off to the side trying to figure it out. I'm like, girl, where are you? Where are you?
Ruby was, you mean?
No, it was Cheyenne. It was, whatever, it's kind of not important, but she just wasn't.
Gabe has gotten zero screen time. We know nothing about him. You know, if he didn't make a connection, right? If
he's
he didn't
Christian. Make a,
he didn't make a connection with any of the girls already there, which is what I thought was going to happen with Sheridan as well. And I figured give one of the new girls a shot. That's what I thought was going to happen.
I think Rachel's losing her mind over there. Everything okay, Rachel?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm sorry. I just realized I was sweating.
All good. Like, no worries.
She's hot.
The show's making us hot.
I'm sorry.
Louisiana.
Yeah. Listen, I don't get a lot of interaction with people these days, but I'm like, woo, we're talking about stuff.
I love it. Okay. All right. Let's move on to some segments. Our news queen, Christine Alexis, has some news and gossip for us.
What it do, guys? I don't know if we got a drop, but we do have some news and gossip. There's actually been a decent amount of news this week. I know our lovely Rachel Swindler is going to hit you guys with the Bachelor News Daily, talking about something else. But I wanted to bring up the fact that ABC is definitely riding this need for content right now, and they're really trying to stretch it out. It was reported in Deadline today that producers are considering a Bachelor in Quarantine spinoff. Which it's, yeah, I mean, we're all obviously covering this show right now. We're super into it. But could this, do you guys think this might be overkill to potentially do a Bachelor in Quarantine when we don't even know when the Bachelorette will come back, or Paradise, or anything else they've promised us thus far?
Guys, Bachelor in Quarantine is a terrible idea. It's going to have none of the charm or any of the stuff that you like. What are people going to fight over Zoom? It's like, you know, you're not going to have drama. You're not going to have kissing. They're not none of this stuff. It's not going to be the same show. They might as well just pivot to something different. And we're going to give Claire like the actual Bachelorette season she deserves. But the quarantine stuff, I don't think it works.
I was just going to say, as someone who works in entertainment and wants to see this industry survive, I like that people are trying whatever they can. And as someone who lives in California and knows how much this economy relies on the entertainment industry, I support production companies taking risks. This doesn't sound like it's a hit, but I also know how challenging this is right now. So I'm okay with it.
One thing I just want to add to that is, like, it was kind of brought up that the Kardashians are doing a sort of like remote taping right now with their series, as well as I think The Hills New Beginnings. They're all like trying to figure out ways to like capture content at home. But again, for this format and the way this show is, I don't think quarantine like filming would really lend itself to the format at all.
Don't we already have all that home content on TikTok for all these celebrities?
Right?
True.
Filming them filming?
All right.
Oh, TikTok.
TikTok. Christine is the only panelist who did her job and sent in a tweet. So we're going to quickly tweet for the right reasons. What'd you find, girl?
Oh my God. Okay. Let me actually pull up what I sent. Bachelor Twitter, you guys are amazing. It's kind of fun to go back and look at it after the fact, because I watch on Tuesdays, but here we go. I pulled up a tweet from a user. Her name is at Marsana Santana, and it's me watching all these girls fight for Brandon when Ryan is right there. And it's a gif of somebody just absolutely confused.
I love it. So true.
Yeah. I mean,
very true.
All right, we did get an interesting tease for next week, so let's get into some fast predictions, and there is a drop. We can't hear it, but it's playing.
It's playing, great.
Perfect. So, predictions. I think the show's taking a left turn next week is what it looks like. Rachel, what do you think of the promos?
What do you mean left turn? You mean like as in a bad?
Yeah.
It's becoming American Idol.
I don't know. Not necessarily good or bad. We don't know yet, but it looks like we're transitioning from everyone dating in a mansion to everyone on a reality competition show.
I don't know, to be determined. I mean, my prediction is that
I feel like the show is going to continue to do well, but it'll be interesting to see when it takes this left turn, if it's going to be an uphill or a downhill.
Exactly.
I hope for entertainment reasons, they still get to repartner up or something. Otherwise, if we're just going to watch the same pairs go through, it really is just couples American Idol. That's not my most favorite show ever. And then we're having industry people actually judge them more so based on the music, probably, because how are they going to? So I don't know. I like the relationship reality shows, not the music ones.
At
least the next episode is going to be make or break. I think people will either tune in more from that point or completely tune out. To your point, Mike, there are going to be some past Bachelor Nation couples there to judge the chemistry while the industry people judge the actual singing. So I think that might be kind of interesting to see. But again, if things aren't working out between the couples chemistry wise, like, where do you go from there? And I'll be curious to see what these producers have come up with.
I don't know. I just think that's kind of, sorry to jump in. I think that's kind of weird that they're having like ex-Bachelor people, couples judge their chemistry. I don't know.
Those are the experts.
It's going to be a hot mess.
I find that to be a little cringy. I'm like, how are you an expert on a relationship? Like,
exactly.
I don't know. I'm like, you don't know how I feel about this person.
You're reading my mind. I think it's going to be cringy to hear JoJo be like, based on the one song I saw you sing, I'm not sensing. But I will say, I kind of love that, because watching people break down over the most generic BS just feeds the darkest corners of my soul. So I'm a little excited for that. Okay. Any other last thoughts before we get out of here? I think we're about to wrap. All right. Well, to everyone tuning in, thank you so much. I forgot to mention it, but AfterBuzz TV is doing everything we can to keep you entertained through quarantine. Obviously, the world is not in the best shape it's ever been right now, but we're here and we're doing everything we can. There's a lot of good that I think can come out of situations like this. And I'm seeing a lot of people around the world do be helpful and be good. And that's what we want to be here at the network. I want to quickly shout out Brianna Phipps, who's producing us today. AfterBuzz has a small team of producers who are just working their asses off, including Bree. So thank you so much, guys. And know that we do go live at 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you guys want to join the chat, thanks so much. You can join us on YouTube. Mike was reading some of y'all's comments today. So
absolutely.
To the three of you, I miss you guys, but it's good to at least be seeing you in quarantine.
I know.
And to our listeners, stay safe, stay healthy. We love you guys.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Thank you. Social distance. And we'll see you guys in a week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.